When it comes to La Liga, obviously the team to talk about is Barcelona. Zidane might have got off quite lightly, but if you look at what's happened since the last time we had a European show, Barcelona are 100% the main event. And I'm really pleased to have got Gabriel Quiroga from the Barca Talk podcast alongside me to get the fans' reaction to what's been a rather busy couple of months. First of all, Gab, I wanted to ask you, the headline is the departure of Bartomeu. It was a shock to us when it was announced over here, but in reality, it definitely seems like he would have been pushed if he didn't jump when you consider they had the vote no confidence coming up and then the elections in March around the end of the season. How was the feeling among the fan base regarding, first of all, the timing of him leaving? And second of all, some of the comments he made on his way out the door, particularly those regarding the European Super League.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And yeah, it's since last year, most Barca fans really wanted him out, essentially, after the Liverpool, after you guys beat us. We really thought that was the moment where we needed to change from the from the top down, essentially. And it's been really stressful because not only has it been average football for Barca fans, that we've been seeing and not winning titles recently. But also, more importantly, it's just everyone had all this evidence that we wanted a new president, and he still refused to acknowledge any of it, And I think a lot of it had to do with the pandemic, since there was no crowd. There definitely would have been the white handkerchiefs been shown, and that would have been a lot more pressure. But since Bartomeu was in his, Barcelona bubble, essentially, he can just ignore all that fan pressure. So it wasn't a surprise. We just thought it was going to, there was maybe about five opportunities where he could have resigned, and he still never did. Almost like a dictator, like, pretty standard.